'Twas the week before Christmas, and all through the web, lots of comments were posted, and videos to dread. Blah Blah was podcasting at the Skywalker Ranch. Everyone was there, except Bruce Valanche. Star Wars held fresh and deep in their mind as Donald Trump slapped Kim Davis's behind. Sean in his PJs and Jason bouncing on beds had just taken a shit ton of Bill Cosby's meds. When out on the TV arose such a clatter, Jason Voorhees just killed some shitty discount actor. Away to the bathroom and pause the movie. Caitlyn Jenner is drunk and grinding on Gooby. George Lucas was angry at the guests of his home.
Stop eating my food and leave my fridge alone.
When what to my wandering eye should appear? Dick Cheney in red leather and 8 hellspawn reindeer. With a grunt and a grumble, George bellowed and said,
"Get out of my house. I want you all dead."
More rapid than a Jedi, but angry like Maul.
"Stop eating my food. I want to kill you all. Stop Sean. Stop Jason. Stop Jobo and Evan. You fucker. Benny, shut up, or I'll edit Jar Jar in 7. Get out of my house. Get out of my lawn. Get away. Go away. Get out. You're gone."
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 39 of Blah Blah Podcast. And wait! Pause your phone, throw it on the floor, and step on it, because this is another video podcast. We watch a terrible movie, review it, and tell you why you shouldn't
Where's my phone?
So go to YouTube.com. Even if you're in the middle of the road, pull over, go find a computer, go to YouTube.com, go to Blah Blah Productions, and watch this video. Whew! Okay, and Merry Christmas, and if you're offended by that, happy holidays.
If you're offended by that, I...
Merry Kwanzaa.
Merry Kwanzaa. Merry Christmas, Hanukkah.
Hanukkah.
As always, Veronica. I am Jason Green, joined by the lovely producer, Sean Smith.
Okay.
You're so lovely. The man of a thousand voices, Mr. Jobo.
Hey.
The man always leaving the women wanting more. Evan Moore.
Your intros for me are getting better.
Yes. Well, I'm leading you in on a false sense of security.
Oh.
And the makeup maestro, Mrs. Yulia Kroll.
Ooh, I like that.
Okay. Well, let's get down to business, boys, because we are on a limited time
here.
And no, boys. So, we just watched a movie, a very bad animated Christmas movie called The Christmas Tree.
Yeah. What'd you think of it?
Well, we'll go in a round table like usual. We'll go down a line.
Why do I have to start?
Well, I need some time to think about this because this is my first time seeing it.
Oh,
and you guys have seen it before.
Yes.
But this is, for those who don't know, this is a terrible 1991, terribly animated
Would
movie.
Would you care for me to read the back?
Yes, please.
To catch everyone up on what we're talking about.
The poor children who live at Mrs. Mavilda's orphanage have never had a presents, never had Christmas presents. They've never even heard of Santa.
What?
The cold-hearted Mrs. Mavilda doesn't believe in such foolishness. Despite their hardships, the hopeful Tykes still find reason to celebrate beneath the branches of a stately pine tree that grows just outside their window. When an energetic young mother and her two adorable children come to work at the orphanage, the ragamuffin tots have hope for a real Christmas. But not if Mrs. Mavilda has anything to say about it. Will she actually chop down the children's beloved tree? Will Santa be able to save the day? With rousing action and a cast of unforgettable characters, The Christmas Tree teaches an inspirational lesson about the power of the Christmas spirit.
So why did you read as Santa?
Here's the thing. That description, the description on the back of the box got out more exposition more clearly than it did in the movie.
I don't know. They spent 20 minutes on exposition.
Like, in the first 20 minutes of this movie are just like, Mrs. Mavilda runs an orphanage. The orphans can't have clothes because Mrs. Mavilda spends money on gambling. And she gambles all their money and then has two things.
The narrator says that
come,
like 8 times throughout the movie. Like,
just in case you forget.
I don't know what to make of this. It's so bad. It's almost like... Like, it's not like The Room bad where you're like, how did this get through? It's just like, it's so, it just fails.
I have a little bit of a history with this movie.
Oh.
I first saw it, Doug Walker, the Nostalgia Critic's review of it, and I'm like, oh, this is a, you know, this seems really bad. And then I was walking around this flea market and this guy was selling DVDs and I saw it.
Was this next to the snuff film that you saw?
No, that was a different place.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. You did see a snuff film.
Technically, you did buy a snuff film.
This?
Yes.
Christmas Tree is the snuff
film. Yeah, that little child.
They were selling
it
for $1. And I'm like, I'm buying this. And then when I watched, I'm like, there is so much that he didn't show in that review that was just terrible.
I mean, every frame of this is terrible. We're not going to be able to say every bad thing because every second you're looking at the screen is something funny.
Well, like, I'm just taken aback by how bad the animation is. Like, I made the joke that Mrs. Mavilda looks like her head's constantly turned around.
Well, she looks like she's the Exorcist. Her body is turned the other way and her head's faced
every
backwards.
Now and again, she's missing a couple limbs.
She misses some limbs, Mavilda. Her face transforms into a demon every couple
You got the people whose faces move, but their eyes stay stationary to where they're animated. It's really
some hats
bizarre.
Are moving with the mouth.
Yeah. It's good. They just didn't give a fuck. What did you think about this, Julia?
I thought if you had a glass slipper and a prince and they lived in the place where fairy godmothers exist, it would be Cinderella, because the I don't even remember their names, but the evil woman, she looked like the stepmother.
Mavilda.
The evil step Mavilda looked like this evil stepmother, and that mother prompt me with a name.
Fuck her.
She looked like
Judy.
She looked like
something.
Why do you know that?
Because
I've seen this like 8 times. Sean.
Why have you seen?
She
this
had a
eight
bonnet
times?
Like Cinderella.
Yeah, but this is a lesser movie than Cinderella.
Yeah, I take Cinderella.
This one's not Kenneth Branagh. Yeah.
And the stepmother also... from Cinderella or Mrs. Mavilda? Which one would you rather bed?
Which one would I rather consummate my marriage with, do you
yes.
mean?
Yes.
Oh, well, probably the stepmother from Cinderella, because Mrs. Mavilda, like, scares the shit out of me, because, like,
she'd
her face morphs and her head's backwards and she's missing a hand.
Yeah, but she'd probably be freaky, dude.
She's probably into some kinky shit.
You know, man.
She's a gambling addict.
These are animated old women characters. So.
She did say she wanted to turn Judy into a bad girl.
All right. Pretty much. I don't know where to start talking really about this movie, because it goes from, like, it's so poorly written, it goes like through this terrible explanation of why these kids are here and what's going on, then these other kids show up, then stuff happens and they're happy, and the lady just doesn't want them to be happy
for no reason.
For no, she's just like, I don't want them to have clothes or be happy, I want to gamble.
She goes out of her way to make them unhappy.
Yes.
Like, I will chop down a tree to make people on these kids unhappy.
Like, I just want
to
be... And
I will commit fraud to make these kids unhappy.
Right. I just want these children to be unhappy.
Right.
So I'm going to run this orphanage.
And she was... Maybe I'm getting ahead of it, but she would never punish for anything that she did, except for maybe the lightning, but then... That was it.
Oh,
then she gets to keep a job. She gets a demotion, but she still gets to work there.
Because it's Christmas, guys.
Oh, and then the lesson, the beautiful lesson at the end, after she gets struck by lightning after trying to chop down the tree, is...
Don't fuck with Santa.
Don't fuck with Santa.
With
one.
Creepy, weird Santa who winks at the little girl.
Oh, that was weird.
Yeah, let's talk about the editing real quick. There was just a really quick cut.
It reminded me a lot of the editing in The Shining. Just a lot of quick cuts for no reason.
I swear to God, this is the movie that Danny Torrance was watching in The Shining.
She even talks to herself just like Danny.
Oh, God, yeah. All the exposition in this movie, she literally just stands there and says, I'm just going to frame Judy. Oh, that'll be great. And then I'll do this.
Just when it cut, the cutaways are always just someone going like this. Like, that's it. That's what it is. It's the cutaways. And it's just so sloppily edited. Like, you think the Rankin Bass specials can be kind of awkward to watch?
No.
Look at
this.
Where
did this come from? Who made this?
China.
Where? I know it was
Flammarion Ferreira. Productions.
I know it was a TV special, but what TV special was it? Like, what was it on? What?
No one
ABC.
Knows.
What is the history of this movie?
No one knows.
Maybe it was a straight to DVD type of thing.
No,
VHS.
It was a TV special.
Well,
Satan's probably in the celluloid of this movie.
Well, it's like The Ring. Now we're gonna get a phone call saying we're gonna die.
Well, the phone
days.
Was ringing.
The phone.
It was.
Ring. Holy shit! You're right. The phone was ringing. Does your house phone normally ring?
No.
Oh, shit.
No.
I don't even have a house phone.
Wait, this isn't Jobo's house.
Who are you?
We're actually looking at static on the TV right
Where
now.
Where are we?
We just watched the Christmas
Aren't
tree.
We at
we're
Skywalker
in,
Ranch?
We're yeah, in an aquarium.
Where's George? Is he home?
I think he's still just...
I mean, I know that he wasn't very happy about seeing Star Wars with us, but you think it, you know... Oh,
oh
look.
Oh, it's a dog.
I didn't know George had a dog.
Hello, dog.
Come here, girl.
Hey.
It's going to piddle on the floor.
You're right. I'm trying to think of more to say about this film, but it was so short. It was just a little over half hour.
Oh, you can relate. And
Joy of the Big Short train wreck.
And where to find them.
Look, I'm doing my best.
On sale now.
I'm doing my best impression of the animation in this film.
No, you have to shake. You have to shake when you talk.
This movie, like...
Like you're freezing.
If this was any longer than what was it, like 35 minutes?
It was 40, already 40 too much.
Like, if this was any longer than that, it would have been a pretty big sin. Mm-hmm. But because it kind of just, like, comes and goes so fast, you're like...
But it's so what did lazy, I just,
you're like, what did I just watch? This and the moral at the end. The mayor got his town decorated. They adopted the kids, and Mrs. Mavilda is good. Yeah. Everyone wins. They're good.
No one's Merry punished. Christmas.
Now, I just want to talk about the scene where the two
fuck this movie.
Brother and sister leave. They go find Santa, and they're like in the Himalayas.
No point to that.
Surviving and the Baloo. Harsh elements, and then they get attacked by a bear.
Baloo.
And then the girl falls down a cliff.
The girl gets mauled, point. And then they bury her alive.
So when the girl falls down a cliff, I like to believe this is where she dies, and the rest of the movie is just like her dying dream,
like a reincarnation. Like
the tree gets cut down, her mom gets arrested for embezzlement.
Thor Santa resurrects her from the dead, well, and then winks at her.
Who is the guy with the chainsaw who is like, I'm going to cut down this
tree? Well, Leatherface.
In the scene...
He's hired help.
In the scene before, he was Mel, and he had, yeah, what do you want kind of voice.
And then this is
Frank, and it's like, I just want you to know, Mr. Mayor, that I had no part
Sorry,
in this.
Kids, well, I have to do this job
I
because
have
she
to
told
dismember
me to.
Your organs.
Just because I'm being paid.
How hard is it just to draw a different person? Why does it have to be the same guy?
Oh, dude, it's pretty hard for these people.
Or at least
just call him Mel. Just have all right,
I need
goon.
To know who directed this movie.
Flammarion Farrella.
I seriously wonder if they just Xeroxed everything in the movie. Like,
what
just
was that?
Use a Xerox printer just to make copies of things
and
just move them around.
They had the credit cell wiper, and I just assumed that they wiped it with their
Xerox. They had cells 1L, though.
Flammarion Farrella. Do you think that they directed
Haas and Pfeffer Incorporated.
What if, like, he and Wilson Cody Bear are, like, good friends?
If you find a company phone number, Evan, please call it.
By the way, would we consider the mayor a discount Wallace Shawn?
Yes, yeah. He is.
Which that's 3-0 movies that we've watched that have a discount Wallace Shawn.
Imagine if the Nutcracker has Wallace Shawn.
That's
Imagine
pretty
if Star
bad
Wars
considering
has Wallace
that Wallace
Shawn.
Shawn's already a discount.
That's who
actor.
Kylo Ren is.
Kylo Ren is Shawn.
Yeah.
Yep.
Inconceivable.
I will finish what you started.
Oh, man.
I'm still trying
He's just Supreme Leader Snoke. There's been an awakening. Can you feel it?
Supreme Leader Snooki.
No spoilers.
Snooki? We know that...
Yet. Oh, what's to come? Wait,
well, we don't want to spoil... We don't want to spoil the...
Yeah, this airs after.
Yeah, but we don't want to spoil the movie for people.
So, fan game for anyone who's out there. When are we recording this? Have we seen Star Wars? Have we reviewed it?
Has some of us seen Star Wars?
You be the judge. Email us and we'll send you a copy of Liar Liar, signed by us.
Speaking of which, ladies and gentlemen, I think this is a good time to plug our contest, the Blah Blah Liar contest. In which case, if you send us a selfie of you watching the film Liar Liar by the new year and use the hashtag Blah Blah Liar, we will send you a signed DVD copy of the film Liar Liar, signed by us.
Now, little change though. We know that a lot of people don't have the copies of Liar Liar, so please, if you want, just send us a selfie.
If you download it illegally, if you got to steal it from the store, it's fine.
Take a selfie with the picture of the poster on your computer.
Yeah,
just as long as you're showing your support for Liar Liar.
Oh my God.
Just write the words Liar Liar.
You know what else this guy directed?
What?
Gooby.
Check that he directed those, though.
He-Man, She-Ra...
Hang on, did he direct? No, he was in the animation department.
Oh, he's
only
directed
the
Christmas tree.
Look at the friggin' title.
He's only directed the Christmas tree. But he's known for He-Man, Ghostbusters Animated, and the Smurfs.
Well,
that's
Smurfin'
fucking shit.
All right, I can't really think of much else to say.
It's a fucking piece of shit. Like what? There's really nothing else to say. It sucked. If you don't believe us, download the movie illegally and watch it for yourself. It
you
sucks.
Find it on YouTube.
It's better than Star Wars Episode 1, but it still sucks ass. Yeah. Like, that's pretty
and
much
what
it.
Is it teaching children, if this is really a children's movie, what is it teaching
it
children
you
that
to go
everything is okay?
Out in the mountains,
no,
find Santa.
I know what we haven't touched about, the voice acting.
Oh, right, yeah.
The voice acting is atrocious. You have a group of kids
Most of them you can't understand.
Half of them are voiced by actual children, which you never want to do. You want to like try and cast like you want to cast like you know girls who can like make their voices sound younger, like Tommy Pickles. This there's like you have some people like. They sound like the kids were like taking shots behind the scenes, and then you got like adults whose voices were like altered, like what's going on, guys?
No, but really, all right. So this director, right? Background artist on Ghostbusters, background artist on He-Man, background artist on the Secret Sword. Here. Background artist on Pac-Man, the TV series. Background artist on the Smurfs. Heidi's Song, background artist.
Background artist. Goofy.
Super Friends, background artist.
He literally stood in the background and watched other people animate the movie shows.
This to me, you know what I think this was, now that I think about it? I think this was like a side project while he was working on other things, like with people.
Did we mention about how the father, your favorite character in the movie?
Oh, Ray. He just comes in out of nowhere at the end. He's like, hey.
He's got
no expression on his face.
I feel like when those two are like porking, it's just like him just, I am done now.
God.
Make me a sandwich. I will be in the bathroom.
Oh.
Like, I will now leave you to work while I
go. No,
he
doesn't
somewhere.
Even do that. He just sits
where
there.
Where did he go?
It's time
was
to
he was he working and then they
yeah. he was working yeah. at some sort of
no,
mill.
No, he was cutting holes in the sheets.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Pleasure.
Wait, wait. The mayor gave them jobs.
But decided to split them apart.
But split
yeah, why
them
did he
apart,
split them?
And then she lived in the orphanage and
this
saved
mayor's
the
worst mayor. Number one, no mayor has the jurisdiction to just give new people a job. It's
at
like
orphanages.
Is that how a town works? Like you move to like this town and like the mayor's like, you're going to be working at the McDonald's. Here is two bags.
Yeah, two sacks of money.
He keeps handing his ball sack. Sack the people.
Yeah. And then, like...
Oh, my God.
He's such an idiot. He doesn't see that this... Like, Mrs. Mavilda's plan to, like, trick him is, like, have two kids wear nice clothes so he thinks that, like, they're... You don't go,
oh,
and, like...
Oh, there's also, like, shirtless child girls.
Yeah, it's
movie.
Very
yeah.
weird.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I'm looking at your watch.
Oh, it's Star Wars.
Star Wars.
So you are wearing Star Wars.
Yes, I...
Do you have any other yeah. Star Wars accessories that
yeah.
I can
just
wear?
Short it
there's
out.
A lightsaber.
Are you wearing your Star Wars
underwear?
Underoos, yes.
Take your shirt off like the girl did in the story.
Yeah, oh, no, not cover myself, but the boy covers himself. But the thing, like, the mayor doesn't... Do you want to stop it?
No, you can keep talking. It's for the visuals.
But the mayor doesn't... Yeah, we have more visuals than the Christmas tree.
I cut his pants,
the
guys.
Mayor...
But he's all cool because
the
put
mayor
a rip in his pants.
Doesn't inspect the building... He mentions, oh, whatever, the inspector were to come. There's no inspector that goes
we,
like, yeah. checks the building.
We
and
think
sure
he also
okay.
might be a child molester as well. Because
there was the one scene where he's in the car.
In the back
like,
seat, just by
I
himself.
I swear, I thought he was a bad guy. And I'm like, wait,
I think
the mayor's
it's
good?
Bad, it's
it was
just bad animation making him
but
look creepy
the mayor's
when he's not.
Like, oh, I'm just going to look at these two kids. I know you have other kids, but it's the same two kids every year with the same clothes.
They're his favorite.
And then he's like, I'm going to give you extra money this year. He's like, I'm going to give you extra money for Christmas this year.
That one will stay in.
Here's two sacks of gold coins. You know what? There's nothing to say about this movie. It sucks ass.
But they forget to animate things. They think in the book in the beginning and the playing cards... Just
oh,
color
right.
squares
I have the
will
blue of squares.
That
no,
and
I have the heart of hearts.
Remember that really quick scene where Mrs. Mavilda walks behind the kids and for a second it's just her torso.
Yeah,
and
no,
then she appears.
Yes. Or even the gray people behind in the crowd.
Yeah, yeah. There was just the outlines of two people.
Is that amazing? And then
when I open the book, that
let's
was
talk
the
about
best.
The poker scenes.
Oh, Mein Kampf.
Yeah,
the poker scenes because like she's literally sitting there. She is so evil. That she's literally saying, there goes the children's money tonight. Like,
yeah, I guess the children won't be eating this week. Ha ha, I bet it all.
Then she wakes up the next day like, what a hangover.
And then she's laying in bed. She's like this.
Talking to herself.
Without a hand.
Like, oh, no.
With no hand.
I spent all the money. How am I going to? I told Judy I'd buy the kids clothes. Guess I can't do that. Oh, but now you know.
And then Judy just appears in front of her like 2001.
Yeah, I do.
I think I know what this movie really is.
Luke.
Their eyes are lizard eyes. I think these people are reptilians, and they're going to secretly infiltrate the world governments, and they're going to take over the world with their boring animation and their
Jobo.
Bland personality.
This is a movie directed by the background artist for He-Man, okay? That's all it is. We, like...
You think this, like, exists in the same universe? Like, He-Man's going to come from eternity and, like, cut Mrs. Mavilda in
half.
How
many children? How many children do you think have actually seen this movie?
Licorice is going to turn into like the battle cat.
Well, whenever I have kids, whenever I have kids, I'm going to show them this.
Really? You're going to be a horrible father.
I know at least five who have seen it.
Children?
Yes.
Did you watch it with them?
He's talking about us.
Are you calling us children?
That's what I'm trying to do. Oh, you had to make it weird.
You can go to hell this Christmas, Sean.
I'm the only one that actually got it. Oh.
Pick that back up.
No, with his equipment. That's not cool. Mad.
Pick it up.
Any last words?
I don't want
before you die
anymore. Fuck this movie.
Star Wars sucks. Oh.
Here, hit it with the lightsaber.
Oh, you gotta press it down. There we go.
Chasey can never be a Jedi.
I'm more powerful than the lightsaber.
Hang on. Unlimited power.
I'll be right back.
It's because I don't have a Star Wars shirt.
Just give your final thoughts and I'll be right back.
Look, there's no final thoughts to give.
You're taking
this
shit.
Movie
skip,
sucks.
Skip it.
It's like the animation's bad. The acting's bad. It's a movie directed by the background animator of the Smurfs. That's it. It's just fucking awful.
It's got strange dialogue, weird plot decisions, and just a girl falling down a cliff in the Himalayas.
If you want to see a Christmas movie, just go see Elf.
Yeah, Elf. Best Christmas movie ever.
No, Krampus is the best Christmas movie
ever. Yeah, Krampus. Best Christmas movie ever.
Die Hard.
Yeah,
Die Hard is a great
movie
ever.
I just want to say something. This movie insults me because I love Christmas. I love Christmas movies. One of my favorite.
A loser. sorry.
There's so many like classic Christmas Vacation.
Christmas with the Cranks.
Christmas. Yeah. No. But I'm all for, you know, you got to put in some sort of work into it. You got to like capture the spirit of Christmas. You really
you
have
to try.
Don't do it for the
there's,
sake
there's
of doing it.
There's just one Christmas movie in particular. It's about family. It's about love. It's about telling the truth. And that film, ladies and gentlemen, is the 1997 Jim Carrey comedy. Jim Carrey comedy film Liar Liar.
Best Christmas movie ever.
If you, ladies and gentlemen, you could just take a selfie with this image on your computer screen
right
and send it to us and we'll send you.
And we'll send like I want you to know that I'm touching this copy. This is really the copy we're going to send
it.
You. Here, go ahead. Okay, everyone touch the copy.
That's have to go buy another
that's
copy.
That's really it. I probably broke the disc when I just smacked it out of Jobo's hand.
Trust me. And then Liar Liar.
Yeah, trust me that the
is
Christmas tree is awful.
No,
I don't know what this. I don't know what this is.
A DVD,
okay, let's,
Sean.
Let's hide it from Sean.
You know,
all right.
You know what my favorite Christmas movie is? Guess Who's Coming to Christmas, starring Sidney Poitier.
I thought you were going to say Sinbad.
Oh, is that the movie where like it's a white girl dating a black guy, and then the black guy comes over, and they're like,
"Yes,
oh,
for Christmas."
You know what a great movie is?
For Christmas? Like
Blank Check with Sinbad.
That's a.
Sinbad wasn't in that.
Terrible.
He was.
Jingle All the Way with Jake Lloyd, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Sinbad. Boo!
Wait, I think in Blank Check, though, when the kid gets $1 million, he pays Sinbad to hang around with him.
Yeah.
If I remember that correctly.
I don't know. I'll tell
these are all options to
driver
watch.
Who's, like, trying to be
Sean,
Harley,
final
but
thoughts
he's
on
not.
The Christmas tree?
Wait.
Are we just
before
fucking
we get into final
wasting
thoughts,
our time?
What is this?
Oh, that is a gift for someone on this panel.
And who is it for?
That guy right there. I think he needs to open it.
Open it on
find
camera,
find out
buddy.
What it is.
Open it.
Oh, my God.
Show
it's
the
gonna
gift
be a
wrapping.
Men in Black 3 poster. Oh, my God.
You might want to open it.
He seems so psyched, everybody.
Show it.
Open
it.
I can't show this
you
on the podcast.
You have to open it.
I can't show this on the podcast. Don't show the camera that.
I don't know if I want to tell you.
It's
that's amazing.
Just we'll just.
I really want to show the audience.
Just whoever gets the copy of Liar Liar,
we'll show you what it is.
I'll show you.
It might appear under here.
Damn it!
So you want to? Well, I don't know if we should.
It's a reference to an older episode.
It's a reference to an older episode. Someone we know.
Funny
we
as
said
hell.
Our thoughts.
Sean, you're a genius.
Hey, before we go, we should talk about what we all want Santa to bring us for Christmas.
I got what I wanted.
Men in Black 3 on Blu-ray.
I thought about it.
Men in Black 3, the Christmas tree 2. This time it's personal.
Oh,
the tree comes
God
alive.
Damn it.
I want a live-action Christmas tree remake.
Oh, you
want
to do it?
Yeah, let's
can
do
we,
it.
Can you be Mrs. Matilda?
Mavilda.
Whatever.
It's okay. I've been calling her that too.
No, are you calling me evil?
Yes.
No.
You're the only girl that'll talk.
Can
to
I
us.
Be the father? I just pop in. At the
that makes like, me evil.
Who would we get as Mrs. Mavilda?
Russ.
In a wig.
If you're listening to this podcast, Russell, nah.
Nah.
Just, that's all like it's like Susan Sarandon. It's like Mrs. Mavilda.
All right. All right. Final.
What do you want Santa to bring you for Christmas?
I don't know.
Another frame.
I need a new frame.
Was it, I bet you a Sean, Men in like, Black he got poster. This from his house, like, his baby picture was in this. So he's just like, I don't need this anymore.
You know what I want,
I can tell it's, like, printed out from the computer.
You know, one of these days with your new PR job, you're going to have to work with said person in the photo.
Yeah.
He's going to come over your house.
Which is why I really hope Sean doesn't insert said person in the photo onto the screen.
No, it'll be a different photo.
Okay, good. Like, this...
Well, I don't want to exclude our audience too much, so without... Without giving too much away, it's someone. This picture
it's
is
a
of
poster
someone,
of the Avengers.
It's a picture of the main guy from Temple of Doom, Kali Maga,
with somebody that we know photoshopped.
Malaram with a friend of ours face photoshopped over it.
Your friend?
Is he?
Well, he's
is
someone
he your
we know.
Friend?
He's not a friend at all.
He's the bomb.
This is the greatest Photoshop picture.
Yeah, you're a genius, dude.
Look, the only way that anyone's ever going to see this on this podcast is if you email us directly. We will send it to you then.
Speaking
but you
of
probably
email.
Won't get it.
All right, before we close out, let's just say final thoughts, starting with you, Sean.
Final thoughts. I do not like this movie.
Okay, Yulia.
Don't see it.
Me. I said terrible animation and dialogue, and it was the worst thing ever.
I think the Krampus and the Grinch should have tag-teamed and, like, killed all of them.
Like at the end of Jurassic World?
Yeah, the end of Jurassic World.
This movie's a waste of my time.
Okay. Closing out, ladies and gentlemen, I am Jason Green. And for any business inquiries, email me at jgreen89@gmail.com. That's jaygreen89@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter, jgreen89.
Spell it again.
Spelt the same as the email. Follow this podcast, blah, blah, pod one. That's blah, blah, P-O-D, number one. On Twitter, Joe.
Should I plug my Twitter for the Christmas spirit?
You never go on it.
JoboCop 93.
I like that.
That is my Twitter. If you want to follow me, why not? But I don't tweet. I just follow WWE superstars. That's
oh, do
it.
You?
Yes.
Who's your favorite to follow?
I don't know. I don't really go on Twitter that much to look. Oh. I like Bray Wyatt just because I really like Bray Wyatt.
Hmm.
But anyway, you can... don't forget our Blah Blah Liar contest.
If you want to see what that picture is, definitely.
Yes, if you want to see what that picture is...
Participate in the contest.
And you won't, even when you do see the picture, what the picture is, ladies and gentlemen.
You're not going to get it. It's okay. It's fine.
I admire the great Photoshop.
Do you think if we showed that picture to people who didn't know who that was, they would think it's actually from the movie?
Yes, they totally would.
I think so, too.
It's a pretty damn good Photoshop job.
Okay, Sam.
All right, just follow me on Twitter at EvanMoore1105 or on Instagram. Friend me on Facebook. Ask me for my cell phone number. Let's go for a cup of coffee.
Evan, what's your
Are
social security
number? Are you
asking
out the audience?
784-722-855-5932.
69.
Could you say that again?
A couple extra digits there?
Nope. That was my whole social security number.
Okay.
You can just take all of my information.
And take all your
Why money. Would anyone want that?
I don't have any money, so you can't steal any.
Hi, Yulia. Hey. Where can people find you?
What are you doing here? Cutie Gingerbread and Cute Gingerbread on Twitter.
His makeup tutorials are very good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's how I learned to put on makeup, Sean.
Oh, yeah.
I watched her.
4,500 subscribers on YouTube.
Thank you.
You've been recognized in New York City.
I have.
You're a big thing.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
You're the Big Short.
I am the Big Short.
Train wreck.
I'm the little short. I'm shorter than you.
And Sean, final
you can
words?
Find me on Twitter at @_BrackShow. And yeah, still looking for that intern.
Tommy, just ask.
You ever been an unpaid intern before?
I know he's
no,
I just
and
don't
I don't plan to be. I have
here.
A full time job. Thanks.
So anyway, don't ever watch The Christmas Tree. We hate you all. Star Wars time. Goodbye.
Star Wars time, and have a happy holidays from all of us at Blah Blah Podcast from our family.
Merry Kwanzaa.
Merry Christmahana Kwanzaa. Got to cover all the bases.
Happy holidays.
Where are you, Christmas? Why can't I find you?
Did you check your ass?
Did you check the Christmas tree?
There it is.
Nature's pocket.
Guys, I found Christmas.
Hey, what you guys do in your own time?
Gay! So if I find a lump on my testicles, does that mean I have cancer?
Yes. Yes.
What a question.
Cancer's not an STD, Evan.
You can't just catch it.
Is the camera still running?
No, but the sound is.
Damn!
Evan, you're such a dummy. I don't like you.